Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Inspired. I'm so glad you were here. We are so excited to have you here. I want to welcome in tonight Amy Forstner Tyson and Sue Lyon into the show. They are our recent graduates of the CARA Certified Mediumship Program, and tonight they are reading for their certifications. I do have Amy on hold. Sue is connecting in through Skype. I'm going to need you to call in through Skype, Sue. Okay, so if you can call in through Skype, that way I can get you on board and put you on hold. We got a bunch of calls here tonight in the call room, so I want to get everybody sorted out a little bit. Let me see if I can grab Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Aaliyah.
How are you?
Good. I kind of have a choppy connection.
Can you have a choppy connection?
Yeah, your voice is like crackling.
Okay. Let's try it over here. I don't know if it's Blog Talk Radio itself, or is that a little bit better?
No.
No? Okay. You want to try to call back in?
Yeah, let me try to call back in and see if it helps.
Okay. While I'm getting all of them situated, I figured I'd go ahead and take this opportunity to talk to you guys about the mediumship course and exactly what's happening here. We are having all kinds of technical difficulties. Hold on one second. Okay. While we are getting them sorted, I wanted to go ahead and see if we could talk to you about the mediumship program. They have just finished. It's a 12-week program. They have just finished the 12 weeks of the program, and they are at the point of certification. They have already graduated the course. They've done all the required readings. They have done a phenomenal job, and now they are at the place of certification. And certification usually comes in the form of a gallery reading or a radio show. And because of their time zones, these two ladies are actually going to be certifying on this radio show tonight. That's why I've asked you to call in and get in queue, so that we can go ahead and get them certified, get them to do full readings with you this evening. Okay. The course, now if you are interested in mediumship, then the course fee is actually on sale until Sunday evening. We are hosting a sale until Sunday evening. The course fee is normally $350. And we are offering on sale for $250. So it's $100 off if you pay in full, $50 off if you pay half payments. It is a phenomenal course. If you are looking for information, just please connect with me through the CARA Center. The CARA Center is K-E-R-A Center Facebook group. I can get you all that information. and I can get all the information as soon as you message me. I can talk to you about the course. We also have, in October, we have our first annual Goddess Retreat. It is going to be a mediumship and meditation intensive. We've got Anne Elizabeth coming down from the UK. She will be she'll be helping us do a spiritual healing. And we have Jen Bovey coming in. She's a shame-busting coach. So she'll be talking to you ladies about shame-busting and how we're ingrained with some of the shame thoughts in our lives and how to handle that and navigate through it so that you're having better experiences. And so we're really, really excited about both programs. If you are interested, again, please message me through the Kara Center. It's K-E-R-A Center. We have a Facebook group with the same name. Just connect with me, Aliadon, and I will get you that information. Let me get these ladies set up. I'm going to put this music back on for just 1 second, and I'll be back with you. Guys, we are having all kinds of technical difficulties tonight. I apologize for the delay. We are getting in Sue and we are doing Sue and Amy. It looks like Sue cannot connect with us tonight, so it's just going to be Amy. Let me see if I can bring her back on here. Hey, Amy.
Hi, Aaliyah.
Is that better?
No, it's still really choppy, but I'll just, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you beautifully.
Okay. So, yeah, as long as you can hear me, I'm good.
Okay. So it looks like Sue is having trouble connecting in on the radio show. And so what we're going to do, Amy, is it's just going to be me and you. Okay?
Okay.
So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and the journey to the mediumship and how you got here.
I can do that. Hi, everybody. Okay. My name's Amy Forstner Tyson. I always knew there was always a tug at me that I wasn't fulfilling my spirituality, and I always knew this. And I, you know, would have all of the signs, like, you know, my ears ringing and I would hear things and see in my peripheral vision things moving. And, you know, I would just know things before people would know them. So it always gnawed at me. And my mother had great psychic abilities, along with my sister, who is a former graduate of the Kara Center. And they're very gifted. And that came from my my grandmother. So it's like three generations known. And I just always knew I wasn't fulfilling what I am supposed to fulfill. And I've taken this journey with the Kara Center and Aaliyah, who is a phenomenal teacher. And I have never felt more at peace with myself. And everything
Aww.
Has now fit, and she's helped me to grow and connect, and I know this is what I'm supposed to do.
It's incredible, isn't it? When you begin to actually open up and understand how the energy works, how life-changing it can be, sort of changes your perspective on the whole dying process. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Amy, I know it's just you tonight, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you out, okay? I'm not going to leave you out there on your own. are you ready to go ahead and take some calls?
I can. It's just hard for me to hear. I may have to ask them to repeat because it's like crackling.
I hear you beautifully. It may be my connection. When I pull in the next caller, we'll see how that goes. But you guys, you are listening in on the phone. I've been having a little bit of difficulty with Blog Talk Radio tonight. I keep having to log back into my studio. So that may have a little something to do with it. And I'm actually doing it from the mobile device, so I'm having a little bit of trouble anyway. So, guys, please just bear with us. Please just bear with us. We are doing the best job we can tonight. But she may ask you to repeat whatever your question is or your name. Okay. So the first caller I'm gonna pick up on is area code 860.
Hello.
Hi there.
How
are you?
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Amala.
Okay.
What is her name, Aaliyah?
Amy. Okay.
Amala. It's A-M-L-A.
Okay. Can you hear her okay?
Yeah.
I can hear both of you.
It's crackling. Okay, can she hear me? As long as she can hear me, I'm good.
She can hear you, yes. So
yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and mute myself.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Am I talking to you,
what
Amy?
Was that?
Hello?
Okay. Amy?
Yes.
Amula. Is it Amula? Is that it?
It's Amala.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
Amala.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Amy, when you are ready.
Okay,
what
I'm going to do right now is I'm going to open up my crown chakra. I'm going to let the light in.
Okay.
And now, Amala, I'm going to make a heart connection with you.
Okay.
I'm putting a bubble around us for protection.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to ask any spirit that would like to communicate with you to please come forward.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting some pain in my chest, Amala.
Okay.
And I'm heavy breathing. But I'm feeling a female presence.
Okay.
I keep seeing the initial B.
B as in Victor?
This is like B as in like Barbara.
Oh, okay.
This is a female presence.
Mhm.
It's a mother-like presence coming through.
Yeah.
Wow, my chest is really heavy. Really heavy.
Okay.
It's Amala. I'm feeling that this is like a mother type, like your mother or like a grandmother.
Yep.
Okay.
Mhm.
And I'm seeing like an apron. This lady is of an average height for a female, maybe 5'5".
Yep.
I'm seeing brown hair.
Okay.
She's showing me the letter R.
Okay.
I keep seeing a refrigerator. She's showing me a refrigerator. She's like in a kitchen.
She's probably telling me, this is probably my mom's sister, and her son's name begins with the R, and my mom's always in the kitchen. She's always cooking.
Okay. Okay. So your sister's son's name starts with the R?
My cousin starts with the R.
Oh, your cousin. Okay. So your aunt, your mom's sister.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is there a way I can ask you a question?
Sure.
I know you right, you definitely tapped into me. And I'm wondering, my original question was if you see me in a relationship.
Okay, let me ask if your spirit can help me answer that question, because they will connect with you better, because I'm connecting with your energy, and maybe they can help guide me to that. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, tonight we are doing, we're making a connection with spirit tonight, just for you guys in the future. We're not really doing psychic readings. Oftentimes spirit will give us information, but tonight we're just focusing on connecting with our loved ones, okay?
Oh, sure. I respect that.
So I think Amy's going to try to make a connection. Okay.
She is showing me a letter P.
Okay.
Do you have somebody in your life right now with the letter P that is a male?
No, not a male.
Not at this time?
No.
Okay, not at this time. Okay.
Nope.
Okay, so that's what she's showing me with that question.
Okay.
Be fun. It sounds very hopeful.
Well, she is showing me a male. She's showing me the letter P with it. So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
That's what she's showing me. That's what she's helping me with on that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm seeing the month of November, too. I don't know if you're seeing that, Amy, but I am seeing the month of November. Right around Thanksgiving. So it feels like it's surrounded around Thanksgiving, that is particularly good for love for you. Okay. So I know that's like November and it feels far off, but to me it feels like there's somebody sort of right there that you know already or you know of, okay, or is going to be introduced to you from somebody that you know of. That's the feeling that I get when you ask the question. So I just wanted to share that with you. But I would go ahead and circle around the week of Thanksgiving and see what pops up there, okay?
Okay. That sounds wonderful. So basically you think it's somebody I know within the circle of friends that I know. Right.
It's either someone you know or somebody through your circle of friends. Are you getting anything else for her, Amy?
No, I'm not getting anything else. Just make sure, just check that P is really strong with me. So it could be a middle name or it could be some kind of connection there.
Okay. We'll do. We'll definitely do.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Connect with us
on the Kara Center if you can. If you're on Facebook, check us out and let us know. I'd love to hear back from you, okay?
Oh, no, definitely. I'll check back with you for sure.
Thanks, sweetie. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Night.
Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye.
That was fun. Okay, so guys, tonight we are, of course, with mediumship, there is a psychic ability that comes through, and we're going to try to answer, you know, any questions that you have, but our focus tonight is solely on spirit, connecting with your loved ones and seeing if they have any direct messages for you. Sometimes spirit will, they will tell us something about what's going on in your situation and try to give you some insight to it. Okay, but our main focus is just making that connection and getting your messages sent over, okay? So I just wanted to make that clear. Amy, that was great. That was your first time on radio doing a mediumship reading.
Thank
How'd that feel? How'd it feel?
I wish I could hear better.
Can you hear the callers at all?
That's okay.
Can you hear the callers?
I had to keep listening really hard and asking you. I can only hear bits and pieces of what she's saying. It's like the whole call is gurgling.
Okay. We will definitely try out. We'll definitely just, guys, remember that she's having a little bit of trouble. And like I said, there's some feedback from Blog Talk Radio. I can hear you good, but I'm definitely hearing like a little bit of a crackling. So we'll try to do the very best we can. We'll try to do the best we can. Okay. Are you ready to take another call?
I certainly will.
Okay. This is so much fun. I'm looking at area code 919-610. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Who are you speaking with?
This is Sharon Kubiak.
Hi, Sharon Kubiak. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you so much, Sharon, for calling in. Okay. How can we help you tonight, Sharon?
I'm hoping to connect with a loved one.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, Sharon, this is AB, and what I'm going to do right now is I am going to, you know, open up my crown chakra to let the light in so I can make a heart connection with you, okay?
Okay.
And at this time, Sharon, I'm going to put a protection bubble around both of us. Okay, Sharon, what I do is tell you what I see, hear, and feel, okay? Anything that's going on with my body, anything I see, anything I hear during the reading, I just give you everything, okay? And you can let me know if you can own that or not, or if that means anything to you. Right now, my feet are ice cold. There's something going on with my feet, and my feet are never cold, so they're ice cold right now. And I know I have a spirit trying to come in because my head is starting to tingle and itch at the top. So they're trying to come in. I'm going to ask them to come forward. There's a man coming forward, Sharon.
Yeah.
He looks to me to be about between 5'10 and 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
He has glasses on.
Yes.
Okay. He's showing me the month of May for some reason.
Not sure.
I'm going to ask him to clarify May. Do you have a trip planned in May yet or not?
No, but now that I'm thinking back about May, and it does make sense.
Okay, because he's showing me May.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him what his relationship to you is.
Okay.
Sharon, this is like, he's saying like, a husband. Is this your husband?
It was my boyfriend, but it was basically my soulmate, yes. We
your
were together.
Soulmate, yes,
years.
Yes. He was connected to you deeply. He absolutely was connected to you like a pure marriage.
Yeah.
He's with you. He wants you to know that. Yeah, did he get you a ring at some point?
No.
He's showing me a ring. Or was there a ring that you used to wear a lot? He keeps saying the ring.
Not
did you guys
sure,
talk
no.
about a ring? Because he's not letting it go.
No.
No. Let me ask him to clarify what he means with the ring. Okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's saying that is how he truly felt about you. That is his gift to you.
Oh, thank you.
That is his gift to you. Yes, you guys were truly soulmates. I can actually feel the love. Who liked the color blue? Was that you or him? He's showing me the color blue.
Yes,
he's showing
every
color blue.
Yeah, every shirt his mother used to buy him was blue.
Wow.
Yeah, I see him, yeah.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
He does want me to let you know he misses you dearly.
Thank
but he is
you.
With you always.
Can you just ask if he's at peace?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry, hon.
I just want to know he's at peace.
Absolutely.
Thank
is
you.
It? Yes, he's definitely at peace, but he wants you to know he's always watching over you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Did you have something strange go on with, like, some of your silverware? Like, sometimes weird things happen? Because he's showing me, like, he's messing with some of your stuff in the kitchen, some of the silverware or something. Pay attention. He said, pay attention to that, because that's him.
I pay attention to a lot. I do get signs, but I never notice anything with the silverware.
Yeah. He's doing stuff that he's letting you know he's there.
Yeah, I know he's around. I know he is.
Yep. He said he's letting you know. I see him sitting on your bed next to you and, like, pushing your hair back. So he's there when you go to sleep.
Yeah.
He's watching you.
Good.
He said, tell her I love her.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to let him go now, okay?
Beautiful. Okay, thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you for calling in, Sharon. That was an amazing connection.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, have a good night, sweetie.
Thanks. You guys, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so Amy, this is like Amy's first time doing radio and her first two readings ever publicly like this. And that was just absolutely phenomenal. Amy, what I'm going to have you do, I'm going to mute you for just a second. I'm going to go have you ground out and make that disconnection, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about how they can connect with their own loved ones, and then I'm going to bring you back and we'll take some more readings. How's that sound?
Good. Oh, good. How many minutes?
Just about five or 10 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to go get a drink, and then I'll be back, okay, so I can ground out.
Beautiful. Okay. I'm going to mute you right
Thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, guys, so that, like I said, this is Amy's very first time doing a public appearance like this, and she's by herself tonight, so I don't want to overload her doing a first-time appearance like this. She's doing such a phenomenal job. So it's always really good, if you are interested, if you do mediumship work, it's always really good to take a couple calls and then sort of ground yourself out, get something to drink, refresh, and come back. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you all about, because I know that you're here because you're desperately wanting to connect with a loved one. Everybody has the ability to do mediumship. Everybody in the world. You are an energy being, okay? Mediumship connections is energy connecting to energy. As an energy being, you are connecting to other energy beings. So everybody has the ability to make a connection with spirit. Amy, usually when you have a calling for this, like Amy said, she was third-generation medium. It's in her family. It's something she's always wanted to do. It was very passionate for her. But those of you who are also, like, if you're very interested in the mediumship readings and you find yourself going to mediums a lot, if you find yourself in those sort of those programs where you're watching shows about psychics, if you are going to, you know, palm readers and tarot readers and all of that, your inner spirit may be actually calling you to a path that is open and new to you. And that's why we have courses like the mediumship course, is to sort of teach you and train you through the program so that you can see for yourself how you can make the connection. But what I want to do for you right now, what I want to do for all of you right now, is sort of help you to learn how to connect with your loved ones on your own. And it's a really powerful, powerful, powerful exercise. And basically it's using your imagination. Okay, so you want to sit and you just want to take some deep breaths and just relax yourself and make sure that nobody is disturbing you or coming in and bothering you. So you want to make sure that you're by yourself. And you just want to take some nice deep breaths, just feel that prana and that love coming through and just moving through your system. I like to take pink energy and I like to just shoot it through my crown chakra, which is the top of your head, and just let it fill up my body. Because pink is a divine love source. It is the total opposite of fear, so it's the highest form of protection. So I just bring in that pink love energy. And then what I would do is I would just sit and I would just take a very fond and loving memory, not a sad one, a very fond and loving memory that you had of your loved one. And I would remember it inside, just start going through the memory inside your mind and just sitting with that memory and allowing that memory to unfold. And then you see your loved one in that picture. And as they sit in the picture, you watch them become more animated on their own so that you're not forcing the image. The image just starts to animate on its own. And you may think this is part of your imagination. And it is, because spirit works through your imagination center of your brain. So you may feel like it's in your imagination, and that's okay. Okay, so once the image becomes more animated of your loved one, then you can begin asking them questions like, hi, and just see if you can get a response back. All of this is playing inside your mind. This is called mental mediumship. So you see all this playing inside your mind, just asking them questions, asking them anything that you want to ask them. And then the really powerful thing that you can do at the end is just to ask them to leave you a sign in your physical life that you made that connection with them. And oftentimes this will come when you're not looking for it, okay? It may be just that you're driving down the road and you see a sign or a billboard that just speaks to you. Or you're walking down the street and there's this, you know, weird picture or a coin that you find on the ground that reminds you of your loved one. Usually if you look at a sign and you ask yourself, is this a sign? It most usually is, okay? And if it automatically reminds you of your loved one, that's how you know you're making the connection. Okay, so that's one easy exercise that you can do to connect with your loved ones. And I'm going to see, I'm going to bring Amy back and see how she's feeling and see if she's ready to make some more connections. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Ilya.
Are you feeling, did you get some drink?
Yes, I'm all set.
Wonderful. Okay, are you having fun?
I am.
It's really nerve-wracking doing this for the very first time, isn't it?
I was nervous at first, but my readings are usually so strong, and I can only give somebody what I see, hear, and feel.
There you go.
And I hope it helps them.
You are doing amazing. I love it. Okay, let me see who's on the call log here that has been holding for a while. I have got area code 814-243.
Hello,
how are you?
Okay.
Who am I speaking with tonight?
Erica.
Okay, Amy, can you hear Erica?
Hi, Erica. Yeah, I get it in and out, so we'll just keep going.
Okay.
How can we help you tonight, Erica?
I've got some things going on, and I had a lot of trouble with anxiety in the last few months and had to go on medication and just wondering about the future.
Okay. All right. Amy, if you want to try to connect with a loved one and see if they can help answer any questions.
I will do that. Erica, right now I'm going to open up my crown chakra, and I'm going to let the light come in. And at this time, Erica, I'm going to make a heart connection with you. And I'm going to wrap a bubble of protection around us. Yeah, Erica, I do want to tell you how I was feeling when, before, you know, when you first connected on the radio and I heard your voice, I got very, very cold. So cold I actually had to put a robe on. And then the right side of my face started burning, and then I started to get chest pains. Now, I'm at this point, I want to give you everything I see, hear, and feel. So at this point, I'm going to call forth anybody who would like to communicate with you. Erica, I'm getting a female coming through. It is like a mother type. It's like a mother type of female. I keep hearing mom, mom, mom. I'm kind of burning up inside. I'm getting warm now.
You know, I feel very warm.
Do you feel warm? Okay, that's probably
neck.
Where I'm getting it from.
Well, it's
I'm getting
whatever.
It from
you. You started talking, and it made my whole body flush with heat.
There you go. Sorry.
Weird.
Okay. She's showing me the letter C.
An older woman?
It is. It's an older, definitely an older woman. She actually has like graying hair. It's shorter hair. And she's sitting in a rocking chair. She's in like a, she's in a dress, maybe that, you know, and she's got on like a, I want to say, don't want to be mean, they're like orthopedic shoes.
Okay.
And does the name Claire mean anything to you?
Yes, it does.
Or the letters, it does?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the name I'm seeing.
Okay.
Is this your grandmother?
That would have been my great-grandmother.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Beautiful.
And she still has her ring on her finger.
She does?
Yes. She's showing me a ring on her finger. Did you get a ring from one of your grandparents passing, or from home? Did you get something from a piece of jewelry?
I absolutely did. You are fantastic. I have a ring on my right hand that my grandmother, her daughter, wore for many years. And my grandfather, I guess when they were taking it off her hand, they broke like it a little bit. And my grandfather thought it was junk, and I found it in the junk jewelry box, and I've been wearing it and never taken it off ever since I found it about a year or something ago.
Okay, because she showed me like a cup breaking, so that break might be what, yes, that break might be what that is. She shows me a cup breaking. She said you're beautiful.
Oh.
She said you are.
I never got to meet
you are
her.
Just, no, she said she's around your whole family, and she says you are as beautiful on the inside as you are on the outside. She loves you.
I never got to meet her. She died 5 years before I was born. But I, you know what?
Nope.
I'm the only one in the family. I like to collect things that were hers. I have like 4 things that were hers.
No,
she didn't have
you.
Much. Yeah, she didn't have much. They were, the dad left, and they didn't have much of 4 kids. My grandmother was the youngest, and she, Claire went blind and deaf both by the time she was like 60, and, you know, was still cooking and all these kind of things, you know, so she didn't have.
Yeah, I see the dress I saw was kind of like, it was very simple. It was nothing grand. It was, and it had like flower pattern on it.
Yeah.
Very, not bold. She was very simple. You can see that, yes.
Yeah.
She was very simple. And I see her in that rocking chair, and there's a small, tiny, like, wooden side table, but it's tall and skinny. It's nothing extravagant. It's something very simple. I see her sitting there. And, she is with you guys always.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
I'm going to ask her if she has a message for you or something she wants to leave with you, okay?
Okay, great.
She's saying be true to your kindness. She says you're very kind, and she wants you to always remain that way.
Wow.
She has great love for you. She's been with you your whole life.
Aw.
Yeah, she's been guiding you your whole life. She is with you. Even though you didn't get to meet her, she has been there.
Is there a certain something that I would see, or, you know, a word, a flower, anything that I will know that it's her?
Let me ask her if she can leave you a gift that you can look for.
Okay.
She's showing me a yellow butterfly.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay, so if you have not been seeing that, when you see that, that is her.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, so when you see that yellow butterfly, that is her. I don't know if yellow is one of her favorite colors, or I have no idea. But she's definitely said a yellow butterfly, and I see this butterfly floating in front of my face. So that's
okay.
Very strong. So
aww.
That is her gift to you, and then you know that it's for sure her.
Okay, I wish I could have met her.
I'm going to, is there anything else I can help you with?
I was wondering, my financial situation could change my life drastically, kind of for the worse, in the next couple of months. And I wondered, is that going to work out for the better or not?
I'm sorry, I can't hear. Leah, can you hear her and help with that? Because I can't hear the whole question.
She asked about her financial situation the next couple of months, if it could devastate. I think she said if you see the financial situation becoming more devastated. Is that what you asked, Erica?
Yes, like loss or not loss. Life-changing loss or not.
Let me see if I can get anything out of her on your finances, okay? See if she can guide me there. Maybe she's seeing something, okay?
Okay.
She just keeps telling me, God will provide, don't worry.
Okay.
She said, you will figure it out. It's going to be okay, is what she's telling me.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know what your situation is, but that's what she's telling me. I'm not seeing any total, you know,
yeah.
Huge loss.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't
seeing
that either,
lottery
Amy.
Win or anything like that either. What's that?
Yeah, I was seeing the same thing. I'm not seeing a total devastation. It feels like it's going to be like sort of midway. I don't know if that even makes sense. But I don't think. I feel like there's going to be some loss, but I don't think it's going to be as devastating as you think it is. Okay.
Right. That's what she's telling me.
So the mindset. Keep your mindset really, really positive. Okay. Because
yes.
We are constantly manifesting. I mean, there are things that are going to happen to us that are out of our control. But if you focus in on abundance and just staying abundant and staying positive, and looking for ways where you can gain abundance, it's going to help you a whole lot. Okay, instead of looking for the financial fall and being like ready for it, be ready for it to not impact your life as far as much as you think it's going to. Okay, sort of get yourself in a vibration of where I am attracting money, and I think if you do that, you're going to feel even less and less of a loss. Okay.
Okay.
And I think that was her message too when she said, "Be true to your kindness." I don't think it's going to be as bad as you think it is, okay? I mean, I'm sure things, you know, are going to get rough, but I can see a little bit of roughness, but I don't see total devastation and loss. I just, that like Leah said, just keep the positive mindset, and I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that, you know, that's funny that you said a C and then you said Clara because her daughter Rhoda, whose ring I have, her middle name is Catherine. And when you said her ring, I was like, wow. But I guess first I couldn't figure out. So it definitely is Clara, right? Not Rhoda.
Yeah, that's what she was showing me. I just give you what I can see, hear, and feel.
Okay, that's awesome. I love you too, Grandma.
Thank you so much, Erica,
for calling.
Okay, I'm going to
ask her to
just
connect with
me now. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you. Bye. Thank you. Okay, Amy, you are doing phenomenal. I think I'm going to have you as a regular on my show, seriously. I hope you consider actually doing this professionally here very soon. because it is, you are definitely very, very connected. One of the things, guys, that I get to do as a teacher, which is a lot of fun, is I get to give away certain kinds of homework exercises. And one of the homework exercises I get to give away is when I tell my students to ground, I get to tell them to go eat chocolate. Chocolate is a really wonderful grounding tool. As in most sugar carbohydrates, you don't want to take a lot of it, of course, because a lot of sugar carbohydrates could really make you gain weight or make you sick. But just like a little, I always like to keep like a little jar of Hershey Kisses by my desk when I'm reading. And then just afterwards, I just have a little taste of the Hershey Kiss, or I have a little piece of bread or some crackers or something of that nature. Grounding tools, sort of just bringing us back, because once you start reading, you get on this really cool spiritual high, and you don't really want to stay there. As fun as it is, you don't really want to stay there. You want to sort of come back to earth. So going outside, taking off your shoes, putting your feet in the ground, eating a little chocolate Hershey candy or just some chips or just some crackers or bread or something of that nature can be a way to snap you back into your earthly body and get you firmly grounded. So I'm going to just give Amy a few minutes to get herself disconnected and grounded. Let me know when you're ready to go.
I'm ready.
Okay. We have a caller, 304-913. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is Beverly.
Who are
you
speaking with tonight? Who
is
it?
Beverly. Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. Hi. Nice to hear from you. How can we help you tonight?
I just called to see if I could get a connection tonight.
Okay. Hi. I'm going to let Amy connect with you.
Hi, Beverly. My name's
Hello.
Amy. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to open up my crown chakra. I'm going to let the energy flow in.
Okay.
Beverly, I'm going to make a heart connection with you at this time.
Okay.
And I'm going to put a protection bubble around us.
Right.
I'm going to ask that any spirit that would like to connect with Beverly to please come forward at this time. I'm getting a female that's coming forward, Beverly.
Okay.
She seemed to be a smaller in stature size female.
Okay.
Kind of on, she's on the thinner side in her build.
Okay.
I don't know who this is yet. I'm trying to get her. I can picture her. She's got like a sandy blonde hair that's shoulder length. This is somebody my head's itching. She's got like a band in her hair.
Okay.
But she looks younger. She looks younger, maybe early 20s to mid 20s.
All right.
I'm going to ask her who she is. Did you have a sister or a close friend, someone that was really close to you that passed young?
Yes.
Yes.
A close friend.
Okay. Because that's what she's showing me, almost like a sister connection, but I wasn't getting like a true blood sister.
Right.
And she passed when she was young? Was it around that age, or is this her child she's showing me? I'm going to ask her.
Okay.
She keeps telling me she passed young.
Yes. I know
okay.
who it is, and she passed in her early 30s.
Okay. She looks young. She looks really, she looks young, yeah.
And
I mean,
she was 32.
She doesn't look like she's, yeah, she doesn't look like she's 12, 13, but she, was she petite in build?
Yes, she was.
More, yes, yes, this is her. Huh. She's showing me you guys walking and holding hands.
Yes.
Yes.
Aww.
She's got like a, I don't know, she's got like as a pink dress on. I don't know if that's something that she wore when she was with you or it was her favorite or if pink's her favorite color. I don't, let me ask her. Did she like pink?
We had matching pink dresses.
Okay, because she's showing me this. She's showing me this pink dress, and I mean, it had to meant something. She's always with you. She wants you to know that.
Okay.
Did you guys have, she's doing something with her wrist. Did you guys have, like, little friendship bracelets or something special you made each other?
Yes.
That you wore?
Yes.
Okay, because she's showing me that. She said you are so dear to her heart.
Yes.
And
she was mine.
She wants to thank you. Yes. She knows she was loved by you. She knows that. She wants you to know that. She knows that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting much more else. She just, I'm going to ask her if she wants to leave you with something, a gift,
okay.
or if, you know, she, how you can know that she's around. I'm going to ask her, okay?
Thank you.
She keeps telling me the box. The box. I don't know what the box is, but it's a little box. I don't know if it's a jewelry box, if you got a little jewelry box that's special to you or something.
We have little jewelry
little...
boxes that matches.
What's that?
We had little jewelry boxes that we bought at the same
that's
time.
That match. Yes. Yes. So that's how she wants you to know that that's her.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just in it this evening, so.
See? Yeah, she knows. She knows. She's with you. She's absolutely
okay.
with you. There's no doubt in my... Yeah, she's telling me that. And
all
she
right.
just sends you lots of peace and love. And I see her hugging you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very
she's
much,
there.
Amy. You're very gifted.
Beautiful. Yes, she is. That was beautiful. Amy, thank you, Beverly.
Thank
I'm
you
gonna
so
unmute you now. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, Amy's doing such a great job. I'm so proud of you, girl. This is amazing.
Thank you.
For those of you who are, I'm going to let you go ahead and just go to ground and disconnect a little bit. For those of you who are watching and are new to who we are, I'm Aaliyah Dawn. I am a fourth-generation medium. My passion is to teach mediums. That is my passion. I have a 12-week course that I've designed, and Amy is just finishing that up. She is getting certified this evening, and as you can tell, she has just flew through the program, and I'm so, so happy to have her with me here tonight. So one of the things that I wanted to say and to remind you all of is that you do all have this ability to connect, okay? This is not something that is just special to a few people. Everyone has the ability to connect. We are part of the CARA Center. I am the founder of the CARA Center. That's K-E-R-A Center. You can check us out on Facebook. Where the group is called Kara Center, K-E-R-A-C-E-N-T-E-R. And I would love to have you join us. Just check out everything that all the tutors are doing. We have many different programs running right now, not just mediumship. Mediumship is coming up on the 21st, but it's not just mediumship. We have crystals that are happening every. I believe Joanne's going to be doing some crystal workshops, and we've got Reiki classes. We got self study online classes. We've got live classes. We got workshops. We got herbologists coming up. So if you're interested in herbs, I have a gentleman who is getting his doctorate in herbology, and he's got a wonderful class that he is setting up right now that's going to be happening, I believe, in September. So there's a lot of different programs going on. We are a non-denominational group. It's a spiritual group, but we do focus on some in aspects, especially with manifestation and spells and things of that nature, to improve your lives. So do check us out. It's K-E-R-A Center on Facebook, or you can check us out on our website, which is www.caracenter.com. And again, it's K-E-R-A-Center.com. Got a lot of stuff coming up. We've got that retreat coming up in October here in Sunset Beach, North Carolina. If you are looking for an intense mediumship and meditation program with a lot of spiritual healing involved, do check it out on the website. We have 3 spots for the full retreat left, and we have the all-day retreat on Saturday. So if you are interested in either one of those, it's really great cost right now, and so do check it out, and if you want some more information, just connect with me on Facebook, and I'd be happy to help you. Okay. Amy, how you feeling, darling?
Okay, I think I'm grounded.
Wonderful.
I think I'm good.
You ready to take the next call?
I'm ready.
Okay. I have area code 916-838. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
How are
you? Thank you. Bless you both. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Sacramento, California. Wonderful.
Is it Wendy? Did she say?
Yes.
Did she say Wendy? Okay.
Yeah. How can we help you tonight, Wendy?
Well, I started a direct hire job with a major medical insurance company for their call center on July the 5th. And about 12 days into the job, my hearing aid stopped working. So they granted me time off to take care of the situation. And I'm hoping that they start me back next month and that I get a new trainer and a new supervisor.
Okay. We're going to let Amy see if she can make a connection with Spirit for you, okay? And we're gonna see if we can answer that question for you. But we sort of allow Spirit to give us what you're seeing at this point, and then we can talk to that, okay?
Certainly. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Wendy, at this time I'm going to open up my crown chakra, and I'm going to let the energy and light flow in. This time, Wendy, I'm going to make a heart connection with you.
Okay.
And I'm going to wrap a protection bubble around us both. At this time, Wendy, I'm going to ask any spirit that would like to connect with you to please come forward. Wendy, I have a man coming through. I keep hearing the name Robert. Does Robert or Bob mean anything to you?
No, not really.
Okay. It could be a middle name. It could not be this person. I mean, they could just be giving me this name. Is there a Robert or Bob even, okay, you were asking a question about your work. Is there a Robert or Bob that was at your work?
Well,
let me ask.
I
go
had
ahead.
A job for 15 years at a major vision insurance company, and Robert became my boss, and my world turned upside down, and I lost my job.
Wow.
Okay, when Robert became your boss?
Yes, ma'am, and it was very wrongful.
Okay, yeah,
so,
that's probably why the spirit's giving me that name.
Right. And that happened January 3rd, 2014, and I finally got hired on starting July the 5th for another major medical insurance company, and they were having difficulty giving me access to some of the computer systems, but they finally got me in about 3 days later, and then about 8 days later, my hearing aid stopped working, and I communicated with them, and I think it's my saving grace, because they're having me call in daily for an ADA, American with Disabilities Act, window of time off to fix my situation.
Right.
And so is this company, the company name starts with a C, and then it's E-N,
I don't feel, Spirit's not giving me a feeling that the company you're with is, you know, going to do you any wrong. They gave me the feeling that Robert, that's why they gave me the name Robert. When they gave me the name Robert, my cat was scratching at my door, and I have a black cat. He was really scratching at my door, and he's on my bed, and he's going back and forth in my bed, and he usually doesn't come in my bedroom. So I think Robert was the issue, definitely, but this new company, Spirit's not giving me any feeling that that's going to be an issue.
Okay. So will I start fresh next month?
What's that?
Will they allow me to start fresh next month in a new training class?
Let me ask Spirit if they can give me direction on where they're going with you on this.
The name of the company is, can I give you the name of the company?
Is it Cigna?
It's Centene. Cigna is the one that's helping me with my ADA time off request. And I think it'll be easy for me to get this because I've got lots of paperwork that I can prove my situation.
I'm seeing the name Cigna. That's why I asked you that. I don't know anything about insurance companies. I know less than zero about insurance companies, but I'm seeing the name Cigna. Spirit's given me the name Cigna. And it's a female spirit, an older female spirit that has stepped forward. And she's saying it'll be okay. It'll be okay. But I'm seeing more like the end of September, like September 29th. I'm seeing September 29th or right around there is what Spirit is showing me. I don't know when you plan on going back, but that may be a significant date for you.
Okay. And what was that?
She said, don't worry, that you'll be okay. It was the other job and the Cigna paperwork that you're doing with Cigna and everything. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
Okay.
The other guy was not good, because I know that because my black cat was going crazy. So
yeah,
Robert did you wrong. Robert did you wrong, and Spirit knows that. And Spirit was gave me the name Robert, and then my black cat was going nuts.
It was very wrong. I was considered world class, and my callers loved me. So it was my age, I think. With this, am I going to stay with the company that I'm technically employed with right now, or
Are they going to start me fresh?
I'm not seeing any issues. Spirit is not giving me any issues coming from this company. I'm not seeing it. She's not giving it to me. So at this point, I'm not seeing it.
You're not seeing what?
I'm not seeing that you're going to have any problems with this company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll be starting right at the tail end of September, and will I pass through all the training successfully? It's 7 weeks, and will they keep me for at least 3 years?
Oh, you know what? You're going to do fine in the training, honey. I feel spirit telling me that you're going to be fine at this job. I don't know where you're going to be at in 3 years, but I don't see any job change for you.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit's not giving me that. I'm not seeing that. They're not telling. They're not giving me that information. So, I think you'll be okay.
The name of the company is Centene. Centene.
Mm-hmm.
The good
company.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
What was that?
Okay.
I'm gonna disconnect with the spirit now.
Yep. So what we're doing is we're connecting with spirit, okay? So it's kind of hard for her to see 3 years out at this point. But uh-huh. they're letting her know that everything's going to run smoothly. They're not giving any fine details as to when and where it's going to start and happen. But do know that spirit is sort of reaching out and letting you know that it's all going to work out just the way it needs to, and that they're not seeing any problems, okay?
All right. Well, bless you both. And it might have been my mother that came forth because she knows I'm worried.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It was like a mother figure. It was. And, you know, she had short hair.
Her name is...
She's a very kind lady. She was very kind. She was soft-spoken.
We've always been very close, and my beloved father and brother too, and I love my family, and I think they know how devoted I am to them and how thankful.
Oh yes, yes, and the spirit's with you, watching over you, and there when you need them.
They're probably really, really, really mad about what happened to me because it was very unfair. It took my life.
I think that's why she gave me his whole name right away.
Yeah.
I mean that name was just pushed right out there. Robert,
yeah.
Bob, whatever, Robert, Bob, and there was no change in
yeah.
that name. That's why when you first said no, I'm like, no, this is very strong. She's absolutely showing me this name. Is there some significance? I had to find it. So that's why I asked anybody else. Yeah. It was very
okay.
strong.
Thank you so much.
Usually, when the spirit's a little upset.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay. Good night. Okay, so I think we have time, Amy, for maybe one or two more. Okay.
Okay.
If you want to go ahead and ground and just disconnect from that one. Okay.
Okay. Can you give me like 5 minutes, Aaliyah, so I can. I'm
going to
go outside and
go ahead.
Connect with the earth.
Yep, I'm going to go ahead and
mute
you right
last
now,
one. I just went outside and kind of put my feet on the earth and connected again.
Yep.
I'll be right
yep.
back.
I'm going to mute you now. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, it is definitely good to take breaks again. Remember, this is her first time doing this. I think she's done a phenomenal job. Look, if you guys got a reading from her tonight, it would be so awesome if you'd come in the Care Center and just give validation and testimonial to the reading that she's given you. And you'll be able to connect with her also further from the Care Center because she is a member of the Care Center. She's a family member of the Care Center. She's a graduate. So I'm sure that you'll be able to connect with her that way if you would like to inquire whether or not she is going to be providing professional readings. Okay, so again, it's K-E-R-A. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I see a few people have come in. It's K-E-R-A Center in the Facebook group of the same name, K-E-R-A, Kara Center, and our website, www.karacenter.com. I'm sure she would be ecstatic because, like I said, this is her first night doing this, and she has taken, I believe she's taken about five
readings or six readings as I'm looking here. For the first time doing that all by yourself, that's pretty phenomenal. And she's been doing a great job. She's flew through the program 12 weeks. It's had a lot of fun. Again, if you are interested in any kind of spiritual study, if you're wanting to expand more and grow your spiritual ability, we do have a lot of different programs. One of them is our Saturday morning coffee chat, which we do every Saturday at 10:45 a.m., is completely free. Basically, what we do is we give you a link to our classroom. You come into our classroom, and we talk about a spiritual subject that you know, is sort of common or something that people are talking about. We try to refine it into a spiritual. We try to bring your spiritual balance into your mundane world so that you are receiving both, so that you're able to walk into your job and into your family and driving down the road, and you're able to bring a spiritual balance in. And that is one of the things that we try to do on Coffee Chat, bring a spiritual balance in. Another thing that we're doing in the Kara Center is each Friday we're going to be giving an exercise for basic. Where do we start? You know, if you find yourself in the midst of spirituality and the interest, and you're trying to decide, you know, what am I going to do with this? Where do I even begin? It's so confusing. So we do little exercises on Friday. I'll be doing those Friday evening on where to start. We talk about grounding and earthing and centering and meditation and basically how to begin those programs. So if you are interested in that, you know, learning how to see energy more, learning about what energy is, those kind of things will be the focus on the where do I start program on Friday. So Friday evenings is a live chat for that. Saturday or Saturday morning coffee chat. I've got so many wonderful teachers that are at the Kara Center doing spiritual healing programs, Reiki programs, timeline hopping programs, herbology, crystals, tarot. It's just amazing. It's an amazing plethora of studies. So I would love for you to come and check it out. See what we're all about. See what the buzz is about. We're growing. We're growing fast. We just hit our 3-year anniversary, and everything we do is all online, or is in self-study. And also, I am doing my first retreat in where I live, Sunset Beach, Carolina, which is absolutely beautiful. So you do want to check that out. Heather Alfonso, and I, Heather Alfonso is one of my tutors and a certified medium of the program. Her and I are going out, and we are touring different cities in the America, in the United States. So we're looking at Pennsylvania. We're looking at doing Harrisburg, Pennsylvania in September. We believe we're doing Raleigh August 21st. So there's a lot going on to check out. And so I encourage you to do so. Let me see if I can grab Amy back. We just got a few more minutes, maybe for one more caller. See who's been holding on the line here a long time. Let me grab Amy. Amy, are you back with us?
I'm back.
Okay. You feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm just starting to get a headache, so that's okay.
We have time for one more. Okay. Let's see. It is a lot. Is this your first time doing this? So it's a lot. I can appreciate where
it
you
is.
Are. Okay, I'm looking at
that's
area
okay.
code 989304.
Hello.
Hi there. Who are we speaking
How
with?
How are you? This is
Dawn. I'm good. Who is it?
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
How are you?
How can we help you tonight, honey?
Anything
I'm
that
good.
Comes through.
Anything that comes through. Okay. Dawn, where are you calling from?
Michigan?
Dawn, this is my Dawn. All right, wonderful. Thank you for calling. It's nice to hear your voice. All right, Amy, I'm going to let you try to make a connection.
Okay.
Hi, Dawn. What I'm going to do at this time, I'm also from Michigan. There's one. I'm going to open up my crown chakra and let the light and energy come in.
Okay.
At this time, Dawn, I'm going to make a heart connection with you. And I'm going to wrap a protection bubble around both of us.
All right.
Dawn, at this time, I'm going to ask any spirit that would like to communicate with you to please come forward. I have a man and a woman both coming forward. I'm going to ask one of them to step back and only take one at this time.
All right.
Okay, this is a man. The man's coming forward. The woman has stepped back. He's a taller man. I'm going to say at least 6 foot, 6 foot one.
All right.
He seems to be, okay. He has gray hair, but he had brown hair when he was younger. He's showing me that.
All right.
He is kind of, he's not heavy set and he's not super skinny. He's kind of a taller, just, you know, average size. He has shown me the letter C and the letter P.
Okay.
And I have a hellacious headache coming up the back of my neck.
Remember to ground that, Amy. It's not yours.
Okay. Is this, it's like a father figure.
Okay.
I just got really, really warm inside. Like before I had to put my robe on that one call, I just got really burning up warm.
All right.
I'm getting the name Peter. I don't know if that means anything to you.
It does.
Okay. This man's got a watch on his left wrist. And he's showing me that he's standing in a kitchen talking to you by the sink. It's kind of an intense conversation.
Okay.
Is this your father or grandfather?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of going between each of them.
Okay. This one, maybe this is why I have the headache, because I can't understand why I just, you know, I know I've done a lot of readings, but this is like an intentional, purposeful headache. Was there a discord between, before they passed, a discord between you and, now they love you dearly, but was there like a disagreement or something they may not have been happy with?
Yes, that would be my adopted father then.
Okay, that's who it is, because I've got like, wow. Wow, this headache is insane.
Yeah, there
was
a lot of issue.
Okay, was there, like, I'm seeing intense conversations between you two. He's showing me that. But he does want you to know that, you know, he did love you. And he does love you. He said you were stubborn.
I would say that goes both ways.
Does that ring a bell? But he does, you know, he does love you. He said he only wanted what was best for you, and his ways and his actions may not always have come out the way he wanted them to. But he is apologizing for that. Okay. And he's showing me he's hugging you, and he's saying he's sorry.
Okay.
And now my headache is dissipating.
Good.
I think he needed to say that. I really think he needed to say that. I don't know what your relationship was with him, but that is something he really needed to say.
Yeah, he was my adopted father.
Okay. Did you have any question for him? Who's Peter?
That would have been my adopted brother.
Okay. So, all right. So that's how he was letting you know who he was. That was his evidence that that's who was connecting with you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I guess my one question to him would be why, and he would know what I meant by that.
Let me ask him. He said he's sorry, and that's what he keeps saying, he's sorry, but he said he was sick. He was literally something in his mind.
Yep, that makes sense.
Does it make sense to you? Okay, that's what he's telling
me.
Absolutely. And he's saying he is so sorry, and it was something in his mind. And
yeah, that makes complete sense.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you, Dawn, for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I figured I'd let him have a sounding board.
I'm gonna let him go, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you,
You're
sweetheart.
Welcome.
Have a good night, Dawn. It's nice to hear from you.
Yes,
okay.
You should call me sometime.
I will. I'll connect with you, I promise.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a
good night, ladies.
Amy, how does it feel to become a certified medium?
Am I certified? Did I do good?
You are certified.
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
You did
a phenomenal job tonight. I want to thank you. I know you took on an extra load, and I want to thank you for doing what you did. You did an amazing job. Please go find yourself some chocolate. Get some rest and celebrate, okay? I'll be posting the certification in the room soon. All right, I'm going to let you go, honey. Thank you so much, and I will connect with you on Facebook, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Guys, please come check our group, KERA Center, and Facebook, or you can join the website, www.caracenter.com. Sign up for the newsletter, get in touch with what's going on and what's going to be happening in the future with the Cara Center. We've got a lot of good stuff going on. Please come on and let Amy know how she did. Come into the Cara Center. I want to know how she did. It was her first night doing radio, and, I've seen professionals do this for many, many years, and she just did as well as they did. So I'm so proud of her. If you are interested in doing and learning what Amy has learned and has come so far to learn, come and talk to me. Check out the program. It's on sale right now until Sunday. After Sunday, it goes back to regular price. Okay, so get in touch with me as soon as you can. And I want to thank you all for joining and listening in and being a support. I hope you all have a blessed night, and we will see you again next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Good night, everyone.